Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz interview series with guitarist and leader Nikolai Longtout of the Montreal-based sextet Longtout. This band is releasing their first full-length album, Les Banquettes. It is a high-energy ensemble made up of some of the city's best jazz musicians, and this debut record features songs that most characterize the group's talent, sound, and energy. This band will appeal to a wide range of audiences thanks to their catchy melodies and groovy rhythms. We cover the album, live shows, the future, and so much more. Enjoy their tale.
Right on. Hey, thanks for taking a minute on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for also giving me a minute on your show.
Yeah, you bet, man. So let's talk about your sextet CD, Longtout.
Yes.
Let's talk about the before actually we get to the new material, you know, because the beauty of what I get to do on my end is I get to talk to musicians that are looking forward to playing music live, releasing music, but for a long time, all of that went away because of COVID. So my question to you is, as an artist, how did you survive that time period? And how has it changed you now that we're emerging?
How has it? Oh, those are really good questions. I would say that at first, it kind of broke the project, to be honest. I had the sextet before the pandemic, and I actually had gone on a trip just before the pandemic and came back the day that everything closed over here in Quebec. And I thought at first, you know, let's play it by ear, take some time off. I really wanted to do the album at first, but the mix of me feeling like the kind of music we did was more like of a live thing, and like an improvisation aspect mixed with the fact that some of the members weren't comfortable to meet up at jam, put the project on hiatus for like almost a full year. And after that, I mean, at some point I just got tired of waiting. I figured that I had to just move on with the project. I really wanted to do the album, so I just started writing some songs, you know, by myself, arranging them all, and then when things opened up again, and we just got a rehearsal together and started practicing all the songs, and we got into the studio in the fall, and then we got the album together.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, how you put this album together. You know, looking at the cover, it reminds me of that art from the Mad Magazine days of Spy versus Spy.
I'm not too sure what that is, but I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, basically, le banquet in French is just like, you know, like the banquet, the dinner party, and all that stuff. It's just like a reference to just people getting together and eating and having a good time. You know, my great passion is definitely for music, and my other passion is food and cooking. So if ever you had a chance to go check us out, like our previous stuff, the first thing we released was called Snacks, because it was just like a little 4-track EP. And so I just figured that to follow up from Snacks, to have like a bigger meal than just a snack, I figured the banquet would be a good fit for the full album. And it's also kind of a reference, because I did some studies in philosophy, actually, prior to this. And Le Banquet is the French translation to Plato's book, The Symposium, which is also just about a bunch of Greek philosophers just drinking and talking. So it kind of just like brought all those elements together to get the title together. And then the art was actually done by someone, like a local over here in Montreal, that I just found on the internet completely randomly. Actually doesn't really do that for a living, but it was just really nice to work with him because he was so inspired by the project. And it was actually one of the only people that I worked with who was actually, he was running after me to get the cover done. So I just had the idea of like a waiter who was late to bring the food to the table and was like tripping with all the food. Like I wanted something a bit chaotic. And then the idea of the little devil in the back is just like kind of a Greek mythology reference, going back to the Plato and the Greek philosophers there, because it's like trying to be like kind of a satire, which is like a little, they were like the followers of Dionysus, who were just like always drunk and mischievous.
That's cool. You know, if you do, when you get off the phone, if you remember, just to look up Spy versus Spy, it's the artwork that reminds me of it, but it's just basically, in the whole lore of Mad Magazine, it's just these two spies that try to take each other out. and there's all these sinister little things they come up with. Yeah.
Look it up right now.
And I was just doing a search for it. There's a game now and all of that, but when I was a kid, the thing was there was no words. It was all, like, absolutely no words were attached to the comic. You just flip through it and just watch them go through these antics. So anyway, it just kind of reminds me of that art.
I have it in front of me right now.
Pretty cool. Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It just kind of has that vibe to it.
Yeah, totally.
So you guys really got together primarily right before the pandemic in 19, correct?
Yeah, I put the band together early 2019, like January 2019. It was actually for a school project at first. I was just finishing my bachelor's in jazz, and we had to do like an end of bachelor project. And most people put a show together. That's like what people usually did, but I just figured that I was already playing games. And I didn't really have much of an interest to put a show together that I would, like, never play again. So I just decided that I was going to make my EP was actually, like, the finalization of that project. So I was just kind of, like, pretty much to put a band together with the project. So that's kind of how the band got together, early 2019. And then a year later, we got COVID. So it kind of slowed things down a bit.
For sure. So how did your journey into music begin, and more specifically jazz?
My journey into music began with my sister taking piano lessons when she was about 8, and me wanting to do everything that my big sister was doing. So I was like, oh, mom, like, sign me up too, you know? And after a few months, I just, like, absolutely hated it. And it was like a war between me and my mom for, like, the longest time, when eventually I was maybe like 15, and she was like, okay, you can stop the piano lessons now. It's okay. And then maybe 2 months after, I just picked up the guitar and started really, really digging it. And after a few years, I decided that, you know, that's what I wanted to do for a living. And it was like pretty much the options that were proposed to me were like to either you study in jazz or in classical. So I forget, I did classical piano for so long and really didn't like it, so I was just going to jazz. And so I signed up for jazz school, and then next thing you know, I started really liking it. And now here we are with a sextet album.
Who were some early influences?
Definitely my biggest influence for guitar and jazz, and just like who got me the most into jazz and jazz guitar, is for sure Wes Montgomery. Yeah, first time I listened to one of his albums, I was like, holy shit, like, this is really what I like, you know, in terms of jazz. And then I was influenced, you know, by all kinds of stuff, like mostly like hard bop artists, you know, like once again, Wes Montgomery, like really got into Cannonball Adderley, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, all that kind of like bluesy, soulful jazz with a lot of punches and like not like not the burning tempos of bebop was a bit less my thing. But then along the way, I got into so many other styles. Like, you know, you can hear like a lot of like reggae influences on the album. I also traveled to Senegal for 2 months, which got me really influenced into that kind of music. So I would say it's like a little mix between hard bop jazz and a lot of reggae and just whatever else. I'm like a huge, I consume a lot of music from all kinds of different spheres. There's even like some influences from just popular French Canadian music, you know, which is where I'm from.
What do you like the best about being a professional musician? What is it that you look forward to the most every day when you get to go out and do your thing?
Definitely the love of music is what keeps it alive the most. I mean, it's just great to be able to play my instruments every day and just to be able to talk about music and that passion every day is awesome. Also, just the fact that we kind of get to decide, like, what we want to do, in a sense, like, we're our own boss. That's, like, really fun. There's a lot of times in the week where I have nothing, like, firmly planned in the agenda, but where I obviously have some work to do. So just have the freedom to be like, oh, today I feel like sending emails. Tomorrow I feel like composing. And you can kind of, like, playing around with that is something I like. I really don't function well with routine at all. So having like kind of every day being different from the one before and the next is something that I enjoy a lot. And definitely like a major drawback from that though, is that you're kind of always working. Like my guitars are in my room and so is my computer. So I work a lot from home, and when I'm trying to relax, I have like, you know, the things I like the most, which is my music stuff. which is also my work. So sometimes it gets a bit difficult to get out of it. But you know, I think I'm successfully keeping a pretty healthy mental state.
Let's say you come with the band to Kansas City to perform a live show. You have to give me a pitch right now to convince people here to come see you live. What would your show be like? What would you say?
The show itself is, we play the songs with a pretty high energy, I must say. There are some songs on the album that are, which are a bit softer, but live, we're just a bunch of friends who get together and play music and improvise and have like a really good time. So the energy on stage is quite high. And most of the people in the band I've known for like almost 10 years at this point. So we've gone through a lot together and we just have like, we have a lot of fun. I think everyone in the band is extremely talented as well. And usually the music is pretty fire. And even I often get people come to me after the shows and tell me, hey, you know what, man? Like, I actually don't like jazz, but I really like your band. So I think the music's kind of made for everyone. I think the fact that I draw from influences from like other genres that are not jazz makes it accessible for some listeners that aren't usually drawn to like bebop or swing music and all that. And the melodies are catchy, you know, the rhythms are groovy. And through all that, there's like some pretty jazzy chord progression. So it's like kind of drawing from like both worlds at the same time and trying to, I don't know how to say that in English really, but in French I would say like démocratiser le jazz, which is just like kind of take jazz, which is like sometimes seen as like a really complex art form that you need training to appreciate, and just kind of take it and make it something that everyone feels like they can appreciate, you know?
So everyone has a perception of Long Toe and you guys collectively as a band, but ultimately you all are in this, you're running this. What's your all's perception of you as a band? Who do you all think you are?
That question would be more like, I would say, well, the band is really primarily run by me. So like I write all the songs and do all the arrangements and I book everything. That being said, the members really don't change much in the band. I think in 4 years we've had maybe two people who got switched for various reasons. Collectively, who are we? That's a good question, Joe. we're just a bunch of friends who are getting together and make just music that we enjoy. I think the main focus really is just that like we have fun and we make good music, and it is what everybody does for a living. So there's definitely like that aspect too that comes into the thing where we try to, you know, have some degree of seriousness. But definitely the band would not be the same if I just like went and got just like a bunch of session musicians who would play the tunes very well but wouldn't necessarily have like the chemistry that we have on stage, you know, and even just in the rehearsal space. Like sometimes it's a bit hard to work even because we just want to talk and crack some jokes.
So the album comes out on November 18th. Tell everybody where the best place is to not only buy the album, but to stream it and to see shows, anything related to the band.
Yeah, so the album's going to be obviously available on all the streaming platforms that anyone wants to listen to it on. Listen, any platform that people want to listen to the album, it will be there, like Spotify, Apple Music, and all that stuff. I will be putting it on Bandcamp this week, so it will be available for purchase on Bandcamp. And then in terms of shows, we have some shows. Most of them are in Montreal for now. We have our album launch show is on November 23rd at Petit Campus in Montreal. And if not, you can catch us at Upstairs Jazz Bar and Grill in Montreal as well. We play there maybe 3-4 times a year. And right now I'm trying to pull some strings to try to get some shows going around Quebec. And, and you know, once I have better chops at getting tours together, definitely coming to the U.S. would be great. And stopping by Kansas City would be awesome, obviously.
Absolutely, and we'd love to have you here. Man, this has been great. Yeah. Thank you for opening up on behalf of the band. Good luck with everything. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Montreal, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Nikolai for his time, music, and story. You want to hear more interviews? Go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit Neon Jazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.